The topic today, we've been talking about, last week we talked about the Tfilin Tzrichin Guf Naki, the type of physical tahara that you have to maintain in order to wear tefillin. And today we're going to talk about the other piece, which is Hesach Hadas. If you remember, we learned in Shulchan Aruch last week that one of the reason why we only wear tefillin b'shas ha'tefila was because of tefillin tzrichin guf naki, which is a difficult thing to maintain, and also because of Hesach Hadas. So this week I'll talk a little bit about Hesach Hadas. We're going to talk about Hesach Hadas. The problem, of course, is that our Gemara talks about that a person is allowed to sleep a Shena Saroy and not a Shena Skva. And the reason that's given is because the whole problem of Shena is Shema Yafiach. In other words, Shena can lead to a lack of Gufnaki. The question is, why do you have to give that reason? What about Hesach Hadas? When you're sleeping, you're obviously not thinking about your tefillin. So what I'd like you to do, so we had actually seen the rush, the Fiskeh rush last couple of weeks ago, I think, but I wanted you to look at it again, just to refresh your memory. It's in Paragimel Simen Chaf Ches, and it page the dollar in the Fiskeh rush, and if you look in the second column, it's the third line, the last word on the line, the in Tomar, that's the question. He asked that question, how can you what? Sleep, I, Hesach Hadas is also in tefillin. So look at that rush again. Excuse me?
Your dollar.
Your dollar, 27. So that's one way of resolving the problem. And the rush has, I'm not going to say what the rush says because I think you probably remember, but the rush has a radically restricted vision of what Hesach Hadas is. It doesn't really mean what you think it means. But in order to see whether or not the rush really what the problems are with the Shita rush, what I brought to you in the handout is the first thing is the source for this whole idea. How do you know that you're not allowed to have Hesach Hadas by tefillin? Where do you know that from? So it's the Gemara and Yuma, the thoughts on Zayin and Beis, and I have it for you on the top of the handout. Okay. What I'd like you then to do is to look at the Rambam. First of all, see whether or not the rush makes a lot of sense in the Gemara, and then look at the Rambam and see whether the Rambam is the next thing. See whether or not the Rambam agrees with the rush in terms of his definition of what Hesach Hadas is. Okay. Then the question. The question is going to be if you have a different version of what Hesach Hadas is, how are you going to explain the various Gemaras? And what I've given to you over here is the Shailas and Shuvas Meshiv Dover. This is written by the Netziv. The Shagas Aryeh has a whole essay on Hilchos Tefillin, and in the he brings the matter. You're going to see this machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam and the Tur as to what the definition of Hesach Hadas is. The problem is, how can you answer the reason the rush gives this shot in Hesach Hadas is because he has a problem. The question is, if you have a different version of Hesach Hadas, how are you going to resolve the problem? So this is something that the Netziv explains in the Shas Shuvas Meshiv Dover. Okay, so read the Shas Shuvas Meshiv Dover. Then if you finish the handout, I didn't photocopy it, but there's a Gemara in Yuma. In the Gemara and Yuma, there's something, a Tosfos Yeshanim, who asks basically the Rosh's Kasha and gives two Terutzim I'd like you to see inside. I thought I had three Gemara's Yuma, but I only see.
I think it's one
of. Okay. All right. So again, that's
the. Right. Okay.
That what you do is do the Rosh, the Pisgah Rosh, do the Gemara in Yuma. Do the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, then do the Netziv, and then if you have time, which you should, because it's all put it all on one page. Do the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma Daf Ches Amud Aleph and see how he answers the Rosh's question.
Okay.